I got tremendous chizik of Siv Sichaim. Every year I look at it, I mean, many years I look at it, and it just gives me such chizik. Siv Sichaim, Reb Chaim Friedlander, his first tikkel, he speaks about the Gemara of Reb Lozer Ben Tadian, that says that he was a goyis of Baal Taiva. He did all the taivas in the world. And at one point he went so far, the Gemara says that Lozer Ben Tadian, he went and he almost wanted to go after his taivas, and he spent money for it, and he was like completely submerged in his taivas. He came to a point, he gave everything up just to go run after his Yetzirah. Came to a point that eventually just realized it was actually somebody pointed out to him, and he said, nothing will happen from you. You know, you've reached such a low point. And when he heard those words, and suddenly something triggered within him, something like a pintalid, as we say, triggered something in him, and he burst out crying, and he went and he realized that what low point has arrived. He then goes to he looks at the horim, the gvois, he looks at the mountains, and he says, "Beg shurachamim olai, mountains and hills, maybe you can beg for rachamim, mercy, by the Ribbono Shel Olam, maybe you can help me." And the mountains and the hills said, no, we can't. Before we can ask for mercy for you, we have to look after ourselves. The Moshe is judging everybody. We have to look after ourselves. He turns to the stars. He says, "No, maybe stars, maybe you can ask for rachamim olai." And then the Kechovim Azola said, no, before we ask for, we can't help you. Really sorry, we can't help you. And he carries on and he goes into Shemaim for Oretz. Shemaim, maybe you can help me. Oretz, maybe you can help me. And they all reply and he said, we can't ask for Rachamim for you. We can't help you. And then he burst out crying. And he sits down. I think it says Al Sela. He sits down and on a rock, I think it says. And Yoshav. And then he burst out crying so much. And he says that I can see that the Shemaim Ba'oretz can't help me, Kechom Mazolus, stars can't help you, Chama, the sun and the stars, nobody can help me, Shemaim Ba'oretz, nobody can help me, Horim Ve'Gvois, mountains, also nobody can help me. And then he says the famous words, Lozer Ben Tadian, he says, he realized that Ein Adovo Tolui Elobi, it's all in my hands. Ein Adovo Tolui, the matter is only, Elobi is in my hands. And he bursts out crying, and he cries until his neshama goes out. And at that point, the Kodesh Baruch Hu's Baskol Yitzeis V'Omeres, Baskol comes out, and he says, "Rebbe Lozer Ben Tadian, Rebbe Lozer Mizum Le'olam Abba, you are invited to come to Olam Abba." Rebbe Lozer he's got a title now. He's called Rebbe Lozer Ben Tadian. His title is called Reb. Pardon? He's called Reb. And he's got a title, and he's called Reb. And Reb Chaim Friedlander explains this beautiful, beautiful chazal. And he says that Pshat is such a very, very deep. What does it mean? He asks mercy by Shemaim. He asks mercy. Harim Begvois. What does it mean? He begs mercy. What can a mountain help? What can stars help? What's going on? So he explains it, and he says a Moedig Gevalt. He says that a person always naturally, when it comes to judgment, a person naturally, he's inclined to find excuses. So a person did an aveira, he finds an excuse. If a person didn't learn, it's because of he didn't have time, panosa, or this and that. If a relationship is going sour, he says, it's because of this. If he didn't do quite that, it's because of... A person always has excuses. Did this have it, Lashon Hara, was because of that, and not davening properly is because of this. And a person naturally is inclined to do aveiras, to find excuses. True or not true? We always naturally find excuses for whatever we do or we don't do. We find excuses. So, Shemaim, Oretz, you're always trying to point your direct excuse of something. Shemaim, Oretz, Kechovim, Azolos, Chamov, Levono. But a person, the bottom point really is, in Adovo Toloi Lobi. When this, Lozer Ben Dodai realized that in Adovo Toloi Lobi, it's about taking ownership and taking responsibility of your own action. Forget about excuses. It's your own actions, it's your own responsibility, it's you about yourself. When a person is able to take that responsibility of his own actions instead of pointing elsewhere, then Baskol Yitzes Vomeres, that the Belozer is Mizum Le'olam Abba. That's when a person is prepared to take ownership of everything that is done, throughout the past year. When a person is able to take responsibility and ownership of all his actions, and everything has happened, and everything is done wrong, he's able to take responsibility for that, instead of finding excuses, then he's mezumen le'olam haba. Mezumen bas kol yotzeis v'ameres mezumen haba. That's the invitation for olam haba. A person is prepared to take ownership for judgment. That's what the Gemara means. En ado v'tolo elobi. I think it's a moedig explanation of the Chazal. Heiliger Reb Chaim Friedlander. Okay, we're up to Simon Reish Nun Gimel, and we're going to be now moving to a new topic. In Siv Beis, he's now starting the following from what we've been discussing until now. Until now, we discussed the Issa of Shiyah, which we've discussed extensively now, the whole Siv Aleph. And now, moving on topic, now we're going to be talking about Chazorah. Now, I've decided that the best way to define it is there's Chazor Behet and Chazor Be'isa. So Chazor really is Gzeirat Rabbanon. Really, Chazor is Gzeirat Rabbanon. Chachomim were concerned that if you have got a pot on the fire on Shabbos and you're placing a pot on the fire on Shabbos, what does that look like? It looks like cooking. It looks like bishul. Chachomim therefore said that even if you're not actually doing bishul, even if you're not doing bishul, whatever reason, you're not doing bishul, but the actual action of placing a dish, a food, on fire on Shabbos, that is an issa de Rabbanon, which is called chazorah. It's an issa, but chazorah is an issa. Chazorah is an issa. Chachomim sinesin lechatchila, there's various terms within the poskim, but to keep it simple, just to place it in, to place a pot on Shabbos on a fire, that is an issa de Rabbanon. Because of mechse kemevashel, it appears as if you're cooking. Now, this does make a difference, even if it's guf v'ktumah, it's not going to help. What does guf v'ktumah help for? Shemeichate. Shemeichate b'gicholim. If it's covered, we know that it's not going to stoke. But we're not talking about that. He's not going to stoke. He looks like the yankel on the side sees Moshe doing that. He's going to say, "Look, Moshe is cooking on Shabbos. He's putting a pot, and he doesn't see what's going on. He looks like he's cooking. Mechze, it appears kemevashel. Chachomim therefore categorically assert putting everything on a putting any dish, any pot, any saucepan on a fire on Shabbos because of mechze kemevashel. And again, that is not connected in any way to the issa shiyah that we discussed until now. It's a completely separate issa, and for this issa, guf v'ktumah doesn't help. What about if it's kashu gvava, if it's straw and hay? Of course, it doesn't make a difference. That's all in terms, that all helps. Moshe is quite right. The fact that it's straw, that's all something that helps for the issa of Shia. That you're not going to be mechate, you're not going to stoke. But in terms of the looking what you're doing, of course, if you're putting a pot on a fire, whatever the fuel is, if you're putting it on fire, he looks like you're cooking on Shabbos. What else are you doing? And that's, so Chachomim, and again, categorically assert placing any pot on a fire on Shabbos, even if it's kashu gvava, even if it's guf v'ktuma, because of mechze mevashel. However, Chachomim at the same time, they appreciate this is quite a big issa, and Chachomim therefore made a rule, and I think and they said that, you know what, actually, if it doesn't look, sometimes it's not also, sometimes chazor can be muta, and that is, if it looks like you're not doing a new bishul, but when Chachomim said, this actually is a continuation of the dish was always that it was always on the fire and you just it's still there. It appears that it's still there from before Shabbos, then you're not cooking. And you're not cooking because it was there beforehand and it's still there. So Chachomim sometimes said that is something called Chazorah Beheta. When you return the pot on the fire where it was previously, you're not cooking now. Because it's not Mechsek Mevashel, because you're not Mevashel, it was there before Shabbos already. Now, does that make sense? Does that make sense? It does. Reb Gideon, does it make sense? Yeah? Now, there is obviously one big rule that a massive disclaimer, which we need to sort out at this point. And that is the following. We are not discussing now anything that potentially can still have an issa of bishul. There's an issa bishul deraisa. One of the Lama Tes Melachas on Shabbos is Oifer. or bishul. And that is one of cooking on Shabbos, obviously. Now, if you are, that's Simon Shin Yud Ches, which we're going to be learning in Yemet Shem in due course. And anything that you're cooking, something is not fully cooked, and you're cooking on Shabbos, obviously goes without saying, it's a chayav chatos and it's a deraisa, and there's nothing to talk about. We're not addressing anything that you've got still a cooking element in it. If there's any cooking that you're doing on Shabbos, obviously goes without saying, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. That goes without saying. We're now addressing something, for whatever reason, there is no cooking on Shabbos. It's not affected by the issur of cooking. Here's of cooking on Shabbos, because that would be also anyway. Cooking is anyway also. So here we're talking about something that for whatever reason it is, issur of cooking doesn't affect. The best example will be that it's fully cooked. And we know the rule is, en bishul acha bishul, which means that if something is fully cooked, it cannot be cooked any further. And there's no issur of cooking something which is fully cooked. So that would be a good example. So you've got over here something which the issur of cooking doesn't apply, but you're not allowed to put it on the fire on Shabbos because it appears as Yom Vashel. In terms of Mechzik and Vashel, it's still a problem. Person doesn't know how cooked it is. There's a problem Mechzik and Vashel. And that, we're learning now, how can you sort out the Mechzik and Vashel of something which is fully cooked? Okay? Pardon? You're returning it back to the fire. So if it wasn't on a fire, that's a different... We're now going to be addressing in Seif Beis something which was on the fire before, and you want to return it on the fire. Yeah, so if... That's right. That's exactly the condition we're going to be discussing now. If something was not on the fire on Shabbos at all, as far as Seif Beis is concerned, it's also, and there's no way to do it, but we're going to learn in Seif Gimel that there is a way of doing it. Okay, but we're not addressing this now. Now we're addressing something which was on the fire on Shabbos, and you want to return it. Hence, it's called Chazorah. Yeah. Why is saying hot? Why is saying hot? What if it's cold? But what if it's not? If it's not hot? Yeah. What happens? What happens if it's? Why is saying hot? Right. It doesn't have to be hot. Okay. It doesn't have to be hot. It doesn't really have to be hot. Well, sometimes it does, but sometimes it doesn't. In terms of, yeah, we'll get to that. That's what we're going to be discussing now, in terms of hot. Yeah. Oh, okay, good. Okay, let us see Seif Beis. Moira ve'raboi says Seif Beis. In Seif Reish Nun Gimel. Kira she'igrufo ve'ktumo. Ve'notal akadeiro me'oleo. Okay, so now we're learning condition number one. You know what? If you want to return something onto the fire on Shabbos. It was on the fire. You've got a chalent, which was on the fire the whole Friday night. And you're taking it off, and you're returning. Condition number one, Shulchan Aruch is learning, he's teaching us over here, you've got to make sure that it's guf v'ktuma. Why does it need to be guf v'ktuma? We'll see. But if it's not guf v'ktuma, it has to be guf v'ktuma. Condition number one, it needs to be guf v'ktuma. Guf v'ktuma. Second, for not al akadera me'ala, you removed it. You remove the pot from the fire. V'not al akedera me'oleo. Hafilo b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, muta la'achziro, you're allowed to return it onto the fire on Shabbos. Kol zman shei roisachas. Says Shulchan Aruch that it needs to be hot. It does need to be hot. Shulchan Aruch remark continues. Ve'oida be'yodai, it needs to be in your hands. The chalent that you're holding, you're allowed to return it as long as it was still in your hands. Once your hands let go, you may not return it onto the fire. An additional condition, you may not place it onto the floor. Kaka is here translated as floor. You may not place it on the floor. And finally, another condition, your intention is to return it. Your intention was always to return it back on the fire. The Shulchan Aruch continues. V'dafka al-gabot, this is only if you're returning it onto top the kira, on top of the kira. Havale soicha also, but if you're placing it into the kira, that would be a problem. It has to be on top, but not in. Huvetano, but if it's an oven, also lachsi, you're not allowed to return it. Afilu go over kotum, even if it's go over kotum, you're not allowed to return it into the tano, into the oven. V'uadin lekupach, simi lekupach type of oven, you're also not allowed to return it. Imisiko begefes v'etim, if it's gefes v'etim, it's cut in of tano, and you may not return it into it. And now the Ramah continues and he says, "V'dafka shi'atav shel mevushel kol tzorkei." All this is only if it's mevushel kol tzorkei. Ve'oz muta lachziroi hafilu k'aches. Okay, I'm going to stop over here. So Shulchan Aruch tells us, if you want to return it, there's the following conditions apply. If you want to return a cholent, the following conditions apply. First condition it is that it's gofer kotum. Second condition is that what? Pardon? Holding it. Third condition is intention. Yeah, correct. And lo inichal gabe kaka. You didn't place it onto the floor. And that olach zero. So again, gofer kotum. Gofer kotum. Lo inichal gabe kaka. And that olach zero. And then a biodoi. Yeah, we'll be addressed. We'll discuss that Be'ezah Hashem. Now, I want to start with the last condition, because that's the most, the last condition. I want to start with that, because that one is a little bit different. What does the Ramah say, by the words, V'davka she'tavshem v'vushul kol tzogu, only if it's fully cooked. What does that mean? Shulchan Aruch says that it needs to be fully cooked. Yeah, Ramah says, V'davka she'tavshem v'vushul kol tzogu. Why is that? Why doesn't it be fully cooked? What if it's not fully cooked? Oh, exactly. So the last condition is actually, may I say, misleading. Because it's not a condition in terms of chazorah. Because if it's not fully cooked, and you're putting it back, you're going to be the rest of Bishl. Last Mishabu says, if you've got some chalaf, please excuse that we're starting with the end. V'davka shatav shel koi reishet oma, hafilo b'shabes mutal achziro al gabi kiro kshek nerozechas. If it's not fully cooked, you've got a problem with bishul. Rabbi, what that means is as follows. In very real terms, if you've got a cholent which is not fully cooked, a kasha of a maisa, it's not fully cooked, and you want to take it off the, whatever it is, what could it be? You're taking the cholent off, blech, hot plate, but whatever it is, and you're holding it, and your intention is to return it, and you're holding it with both hands, and you've got intention to return it and everything, but it's not fully cooked. The halacha is to return it onto the fire. You may not be oivon it's a chazora, but you are oivon it's a bishul d'iraisa. So you can put your hat on, you can put your shtaimel on, you can put your gartel on. Whatever you do, it's still going to be, maybe not chazara, but certainly bishul d'iraisa. And that's what the Ramah means of it. V'davka she'tavshem v'vushul kol tzogu. If it's not fully cooked, all the conditions don't help. Rabbi said this is the common mistake. And I'll tell you why it's even more relevant. It's even more relevant when it's something which is, we haven't learned that yet, but there is a halacha, whole halacha of en bishlach ha'bishul with regards to lach. When do we say that something, cooking does apply with something which is solid? By solids we understand if it's fully cooked, it's fully cooked. What about if something is liquid? Something is liquid. So the halacha is, the Ramah learned, without going into that too many details now, we're going to discuss in Shinut Ches. But if something is cooled down, the halacha is, what if water has been cooked and it cools down? You're probably on the rice, according to many opinions, by reheating cold water, even lukewarm water, by reheating it, you're over the deraisa. Rabbi Yisai, therefore it comes out. And that's a common mishap in the kitchen. If you've got, and I'm start, that's what the Ramah means, that if you've got all the conditions of chazora fulfilled, you're holding it, you die to lachziro, and then a biyodai, you didn't put it on the floor, but you're holding it for a few minutes, and it's something which is categorized as something liquid, which yesh bishlach habishol, and you're waiting a bit too long until it cools down, and you're returning it onto the fire. Again, you know, oivon chazora, very nice, shkoyach, thank you very much, but your oivon is a bishul probably deraisa. And that, Rabbi says, that's where the Ramah is making sure that we're understanding that, because that's a really important point. So all we're doing now, we're going to be defining and categorizing and being mati and allowing chazora beheta, but that doesn't help meleches bishul. So if it's solid or it's liquid, either way, you've got to ensure that it's completely cooked and there's no issur bishul applicable. Yeah.
I'm talking about when it cools down after yatilah
point. Okay, so now I'm not going to answer your question, Moshele, because that will be discussed in great detail on Simon Shinut Ches. When actually does Issa Bishul apply by Lach, by En Bishlach HaBishul? Okay, that's the answer is it doesn't have to be mamash yatzeledes boy, but what will address it then? Also, not every liquid is categorized as a liquid when you've got a cholent. Depends if you've got a poilish cholent or a yekish cholent. Depends how liquid it is. And if it's very so, if it's, sometimes it's actually not considered the valach. It's not considered something liquid at all, and it's considered something solid. And therefore, even if there is a bit of moisture there, or there is a bit of liquid there, nevertheless, it's actually the whole, you look at the whole dish as one item, and you're allowed to return it, even if the actual liquid has cooled down. But that's something we'll be discussing then in Mitzvah Shem and Shinut Ches. Now, okay, having said that, so that's what the Ramah means over here, that you have to ensure that dafka sha'atav shel mevushal kol tzorkoi, ve'oz mutar la'achziroi, you must ensure that the item we're returning now, that's really critical and that's really essential, you've got to ensure that the Issa Bishl doesn't apply on that. Make sense? Makes sense. So what are the conditions? We said the first condition is, that it's gold for kotum. Now, first condition is go for kotum. The second condition, let's go in chronological order. What does Shulchan Aruch then say? Kiyosh eguf v'ktuma, we learned it's go for kotum. Okay, you have to ensure that it's either blech or hot plate. You can't just place it on a fire, mamash. All right. Pardon? So, the reason for that is the reason why it needs to be go for kotum is for the following reason, that it's a discussion in the Rishonim, but without going into, according to many Rishonim, there will be an Issa Shehiyah otherwise. So you're sorting out the problem of Shehiyah. That would also be considered, including the Gzer of Shehiyah. And therefore needs to be Gov Vekotum. Because indeed, for Mechzer Kemevashel, it wouldn't help. Okay, now, what happens? What does Shulchan Aruch say after that? What's the condition after Guf Vuktuma? Roisachas. It needs to be hot. Why does it need to be hot? Why does it need to be hot? When? Why? Pardon? Why? What kind of food are you talking about? Liquid. You're saying that it needs to be roisachas, it needs to be hot, because otherwise, because you're talking about liquid. So everybody agree to that? Because, pardon? So you're saying it's obvious. But what if it's solid? Why does the solid need to be hot? It looks like cooking. Roisachas, it literally is translated as hot. Rabbi Sai, what we're discussing now is actually a machloike zachronim. Is there a condition of roisachas per se? Is there a condition of in chazore that it needs to be hot? Or maybe not. Maybe there is no condition that it needs to be hot. It's just in order to ensure you're not evon bishul. It's just something which is with regards to the liquid. That liquid needs to be hot. Because if liquid is not hot, you've got a problem of bishul. So Mishnah Berurah got nun dalet. Kol zman shiro sachas bratze eino doim lenan lekorn is korim b'seivze. This condition is very different than all the other conditions. The b'ayim atam hu with all the other ones. The reason is d'lo yitiru chomim chazor kim boifun ze. Avol b'zeh atam hu with regards to sachas. The reason is kimon sheni stalek meresichosoi, since it's removed from its heat. Da'ayinu sheni atzeledes boi, no atzeledes boi anymore. Here boi shuv is a bishul. Talbin is a bishul. So whilst the Mishnah Berurah actually does go into a machlokes, but the Mishnah Berurah understands that roisachas is over here just in order to avoid the is a bishul. Because if it is not roisachas, then you've got a problem of bishul, achabishul, with regards to lach, liquid. So Rabbi Yisai, according to the Mishnah Berurah, what happens if it's potatoes and it's cooled down? It's fine. This is not a bishul, it's fully cooked. This is purely a condition, so it's very much to the introductory sentence that I made earlier, that it's just a condition with regards to bishul. There is no intrinsically, in terms of chazore, there is no issa bishuls. There is no condition of chazore There is no condition of oisachas with for chazora. There isn't. It's just a bishul problem. But for chazora, it doesn't need to be hot. Chazora doesn't require it to be hot. It doesn't. There's no such thing. There's a dena biyodoi. There's da'atul achziro. There's loy nichal gabe kaka. But roisachas, sorry, chazora doesn't mean roisachas. Roisachas has nothing to do with chazora. Roisachas just means it needs to be hot, otherwise you have one bishul if it's liquid. Yeah.
In terms of the actual nefes bishul, do we say that mitzamek viyafeloi isn't called bishul?
Indeed. Mitzamek viyafeloi is by definition something which is mvushul called tzorkoi. If something is mvushul called tzorkoi, it's a bishul, doesn't apply. The whole discussion of mitzamek viyafeloi, mitzamek viyaloi, is not something which is relevant to meleches bishul. Yeah. Yeah, there's a minority opinion that disagrees with the statement I made, but that's not min halacha. Yeah. Right. So that's that. There is a bit of a discussion. Yeah, so Lemaisa, that's how we paskin. Okay. Rabbi, this is what we're going to be, this is what we're discussing. But tomorrow we'll discuss a bit more to the conditions of Hoydenu Biyodoi and Alichel Gabekaka and Daitel Achziroi, which is going to be, we're leaving that for tomorrow, Mitzvah. Today we discussed, we started the discussion about Melech, about Issa Chazora, and we said that it's because of Mechsa Kemevashel. We learned that it's the whole discussion only applies if Melech's Bishul doesn't apply. We learned that the conditions are, that it is Loiniach Gabekakai, Kavona, and Oedina Biodoi. And we learned that Roisachas is a separate condition with regards to Melech's Bishul. And we learned that Melech's Bishul is not intrinsically connected with Shehiyah. However, we did say that it needs to be gone for Kotum, potentially because of Shehiyah. Okay, good evening.